And we welcome you a little later than normal to Hamden, Connecticut, where Monmouth University men's basketball on the road tonight against the Quinnipiac University Bobcats. We apologize for our tardiness in getting on the air, working through some issues here at the state-of-the-art TD Bank Center, as Monmouth and Quinnipiac, former league rivals, new league rivals in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, are underway here on Thursday evening. Monmouth is trailing Quinnipiac 3-0 after the Bobcats just drilled the game's first three-point field goal. And now back the other way for Monmouth. Andrew Nicholas is called for an offensive foul as we quickly get on the air. Matt Harmon alongside Eddie Acapinti, our good buddy Ray Malaspina, back in the studios tonight engineering. Monmouth and Quinnipiac come into this afternoon's matchup, or this evening's matchup. Opposite sides, Matt, in the MAC standings. Quinnipiac at 4-2. Monmouth 2-4. As we are underway here at the TD Bank Center. Bobcat basketball again, working it around the perimeter. Monmouth forcing a turnover here. Deion Jones will go to the basket, lay it in for Monmouth's first hoop of the game.
This is an important game here for Monmouth. You know, talk about the stretch that they're in, and we'll get caught up as we roll along here. But MU, after that Buffalo road trip at 1-1, this is a Quinnipiac team that beat them up pretty good when they played about 10 days or so ago. When they won down in West Long Branch 94-77. So Monmouth looking for a little retribution here tonight.
Quinnipiac moving it here. Usman Drame buries a 15-foot jumper from the right elbow. Bobcats leading 5-2. Hawks come back the other way. Zach Tillman tries to throw it out to Nicholas. Deflected, ultimately makes its way out to Red. Justin Robinson now will control. The Monmouth starting lineup is Robinson, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Chris Brady, and Zach Tillman. As here off a broken play, Tillman will gather and lay it in.
And Monmouth for the third consecutive game going with the two bigs to begin the game in Tillman and Brady. This definitely the matchup that you would think that it could help Monmouth a little bit. You know, especially with Quinnipiac, they are one of the best rebounding teams in the nation.
Yeah, Matt, we'll get into that at our first break as Umar Shannon, the St. Francis, Pennsylvania transfer, missing a three. Monmouth rebound back the other way, trailing 5-4. Robinson goes down low to Brady, kicks it out to Jones. Swings it cross court to Nicholas, pumps it three, tries a pull up two, and it's out of bounds. They'll say it's actually saved in bounds. Drame saved it right to Tillman, who wildly misses a layup. Scramble sequence down low. Nicholas finally cleans it up to give Monmouth the 6-5 lead.
That is not going to make the Quinnipiac head coach Tom Moore very happy, because you don't ever save the ball underneath your defensive basket, which Quinnipiac just did, and Monmouth able to get an easy two out of it.
Hawks leading 6-5. They're playing 2-3 zone, as Matt mentioned, starting with the two bigs again. Zaid Hurst missing a three off the back iron. Hawks will come back the other way. Robinson bounces to Nicholas for three. Knocks it down on the right corner. What a find from the freshman.
Yeah, great bounce pass by Robinson. He let everybody trail, get himself up the court. The defense kind of overran things a little bit, skipped it across the court, and Nicholas knocking down the three.
Zaid Hurst on the right wing, controlling for Quinnipiac here. Monmouth leading 9-5. Ike Azatam, left elbow, drives to the basket, puts it in off the glass.
Azatam, one of the better players in the NEC over the course of the last few years, now has established himself maybe as the premier four-man in the MAC.
9-7 Monmouth leads, coming up on 16 minutes to go in this first half. Robinson bounce pass leading Nicholas, top of the key. Red will pick up his dribble, throw back to Robinson. He'll put it on the floor, try to go all the way. Scoop reverse layup is no good. And Drame pulls it down. Matt, he almost got that one to go. Shannon in transition. Hits the deck, but kicks it out. Hurst swings it over to Shaq Shannon on the right wing. 22 on the shot clock. Monmouth leading 9-7. Shannon, left-hand dribble here, controls. Monmouth switching defenses into man-to-man for the first time this evening. They throw for Shannon. It's off his hands, right into the arms of Deion Jones. The Monmouth guard will bring it back the other way. Nicholas, another three. This one back iron. Jones, offensive rebound. And he'll smartly pull it out. New possession for Monmouth, leading by two.
This is a good little run for Monmouth. A 7-2 stretch after going down early in this game. MU has looked pretty solid offensively.
Robinson throws right wing to Jones. Fires it right back to Robinson. Finds a cutting Nicholas in the left corner. Picks up his dribble. Out to Robinson, 11 on the shot clock. Robinson, high ball screen from Tillman. He's going to turn the corner. Kick it out to Jones, top of the key. He'll pump it a three. Try a two, that's too strong. He gets his own rebound, and then Drame says get it out. Right into the arms of Shaq Shannon. 14:40 to go. Shannon, top of the key. Fires left wing to Umar Shannon. Left block. This is Azatan. Faces up on Tillman. 24 on the shot clock. Pulls from 15 and ties the game at 9.
Azatam, so good at that. You know, he's definitely an around-the-rim type guy, but can step out and hit that 12 to 15-foot jump shot. Makes him so very dangerous.
Hawks and Bobcats all squared at 9. 14:14 to go in this first half. Zach Tillman has it top of the key. Swings it over to Robinson, left wing. Hits a cutting Nicholas around a curl to the basket. Misses that one short. Brady has it taken away, but it ends up to Nicholas. 18-foot jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound, Brady, and he's fouled by Azatan. 13:55 to go.
There you got a good look at why it's good to have two of the Mammoth Bigs in at the same time. Brady and Tillman, wide bodies. They take up a lot of space. They have at least the body types that can match up with Azatan and Drame when they're in the game for Quinnipiac.
Matt, we've reached the first media. Let's keep things right here courtside as Mammoth and Quinnipiac are all square at 9 early in this one. Again, 13:55 to go. Hawks come in 8-9 overall, 2-4 in league play. The Bobcats 9-6 and in a tie for second in the league at 4-2. You said it earlier, really big early game here in this one for both teams as we kind of have MAC play heating up with that conference tournament. It's far away, but it gets closer, it seems, every week.
Yeah, and as we said, you know, these two teams played on the 4th of January on a Saturday, so now 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks later, they're back at it again. It's kind of an interesting part of the schedule for Mammoth because they played Quinnipiac, they played Niagara, they played Canisius, then they have Quinnipiac again tonight, and then Canisius again after that. So they're kind of getting a look at two teams in a pretty short amount of time. And if we can go back a few games ago with that 94-77 win that Quinnipiac had, I mean, they really kind of took it to Mammoth. Talk about the rebounding advantage that this Bobcat team had, and it's a Quinnipiac team that is still number two in the nation in terms of overall rebounding. They out-rebounded Mammoth 45-24 to win that one by 17, and they got a lot of contributions. Azatam had 24, Umar Shannon had 23, and not only did they rebound the basketball well, their outside players performed really well. Shannon was almost off the charts. He had 5 3-pointers. So obviously Mammoth, you know, being able to make those quick kind of adjustments, and now still with a young team, seeing how they get back after it with this Quinnipiac team, that's kind of the theme here tonight.
Back from timeout, Chris Brady will go to the foul line. Mammoth and Quinnipiac all square at 9. Max DeLeo into the game for the first time, along with Marcelo Hudiger and Josh James. Brady makes his first free throw. On now for Quinnipiac. Kasim Chandler, freshman guard from Newark, as well as James Ford, sophomore from Hopewell, Virginia. Brady misses the second. Rebound pulled down by Usman Drame. Hawks lead 10-9 early on in this one. Umar Shannon, alley-oop for Drame. He catches, he comes down, and it's blocked out of bounds with 13:41 to go in the first half. Chandler to trigger from under his own basket. He'll inbound to Shannon, player that Matt mentioned during the break. He's been a real revelation for this team, an outside scoring touch that they needed, and he has provided.
Been tremendous, 13 points per contest, and I think now at this stage of the season, really starting to figure out where he fits into this Quinnipiac team.
Shannon to beat the shot clock. No good, off the back of the iron. Hudiger pulls down the rebound. Hands it to a streaking Josh James. Finds Max DeLeo for three in the corner. Off the front iron. Rebound comes down to Ford. Bobcats will want to run back the other way. Shannon, pull up three in transition. Bottom of the net.
He can do that. He can stop and pop. You know, of course, we saw him in the NEC days. He was such a good, talented player despite some injury problems and some issues at St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Now here at Quinnipiac as a grad student, he can just let it fly. He's part of a mix rather than being the guy like he was with the Red Flash.
Quinnipiac leads Mammoth 12-10, 12:30 to go. Olgaro for Mammoth off the bench into the game and committing an offensive foul here, driving into the chest of Usman Drame.
And this interesting because Mammoth has kind of completely changed the lineup look that they have, you know, with Hudiger as maybe the solo big Eno Garro as that second guy, they definitely lose a lot in terms of inches and maybe some weight inside with both Tillman and Brady sitting on the bench.
Matt, we saw this on the Western New York trip. It's like coach can go the two bigs, really throw the trees in there, play zone, and then he could kind of go with the scramble lineup of smaller players.
Well, even with the smaller lineup right now, Monmouth has stayed with this 2-3 zone.
James Ford bounces one down low. Azatam out to Chandler, throws left wing for Shannon. One dribble for two, put it in. A smooth, smooth stroke for Umar Shannon.
Not a good sign for Monmouth if Shannon gets going, especially if he can find the range like he did the last time that these two teams played.
Nicholas around a screen, back of the iron. Ogero and Drame battle for the rebound, ends up to Umar Shannon. 11:45 and counting. Quinnipiac leading Monmouth 14-10. Shannon double teamed in the corner. Skip pass over to Ford on the right wing. He'll dribble out, reset the offense. Hawks switch back to man-to-man. Matt, they're seemingly switching every possession now. Skip pass to Kasim Chandler. Floater in the lane, wave it away. Offensive foul as he knocked over Josh James.
Chandler, talented young guy for this team. Really, he's worked himself into the rotation. A bit out of control that time. And another good job by the Monmouth interior defenders taking the charge.
11:27 to go. Quinnipiac 14, Monmouth 10. We step out for 60 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. 27 to go in our first half from the TD Bank Center in Hamden, Connecticut. Quinnipiac leads Monmouth 14-10 alongside my good friend and broadcast partner tonight, Matt Harmon. I'm Eddie Iacopinti. And Matt, Monmouth down four early going here.
A good sign, however. Monmouth is winning the rebounding edge there. 9-6 as we get back to action.
Hawks possessing, moving to our right. Deion Jones back in the game, pulls for two. Off the side of the iron, Drame pulls down the rebound for Quinnipiac. Jack Shannon is back into the game. He'll bounce one to Azatam. Right around Hudiger. Missing one. Tip is no good. Third try is missed. And now Josh James with it. He stripped from behind, but the ball trickles to Deion Jones. Crazy sequence. Jones out to Max DeLeo, who finds a cutting James. Ogera bounces one down low to Hudiger. Drame says get it out of town and then pulls down the rebound.
Second block of the night for Drame. He's going to have to try a different tactic to get the ball up over him.
And back the other way, Tyrone Ogero fouls Ike Azatam with 10:33 to go and a fast-moving first half with Monmouth trailing 14-10. Zach Tillman will check back in along with Chris Brady and A.J. Sumbry, freshman from East Windsor, New Jersey, checks in for Quinnipiac.
You know, it is interesting to see the substitution pattern develop here even early on, with the two bigs going out and then the two bigs coming back in together.
Quinnipiac missing and right under after he checked in his Sumbert. He's fouled after getting an offensive rebound. So you mentioned it. Monmouth held an advantage on the backboards before this timeout. And now a couple of quick rebounds for Quinnipiac has them at the line trying to build their advantage.
It's a deep, deep roster for this Quinnipiac team. You know, similar to Monmouth in a way that they will play a lot of guys, try to keep everybody fresh. Such an advantage. You know, the difference is there's just a little bit more experience maybe to carry the load for Quinnipiac than there is right now for Monmouth. But the rosters are set up in a similar type fashion.
Yeah, the only difference, as you said, is kind of the years next to the players' names. As Sumbert knocks them both down, Bobcats lead 16-10.
A lot of the bench guys for Quinnipiac are young. That's where their youth is, but a lot of the starters, basically all of the starters, are all upperclassmen.
Bobcats pressure Monmouth here. They're really giving some pressure to Robinson. The ball's out of bounds in the backcourt with 27 seconds to go here on the shot clock.
Yeah, tough situation there. Chris Brady had his hands on the basketball for far too long. Whether it's James or Robinson, somebody's got to go back and help bring that ball up for MU.
James will bring it up, bounce it up to Robinson, who will now find Jones. He'll attack from the baseline, and he is fouled. It's on the way up. Looked as though they'll give Ike Azatam that foul, and they will, with 10 to go in our first half.
You know, this lineup that's in the game right now, I think that the positive with it for Monmouth is everyone's role is basically fairly defined. When you think Robinson, all right, he's your point guy. James, he's your two guard. Deion Jones, he's your three, and then you got the two bigs So it's more of a traditional or conventional type lineup. You have two big guys and kind of three perimeter type players, all of whom can get to the basket. I like the lineup mix right now that Monmouth has on the floor.
Shannon Chandler checked back in. And Matt, it's good that with Quinnipiac pressuring, Monmouth does have two point guards on the floor. As Deion Jones knocks both free throws down, Hawks trail by four.
And we haven't really seen these two guys play a whole lot together. And when I say these two, Robinson and James, it's usually one on and one off. I mean, there's been times that they've played at the same, but maybe not as early as we're seeing them right now.
James Ford for three in the corner, an air ball. Robinson pulls down the rebound. Monmouth wants the run. Outlet to James. Euro step to the basket, has his shot pinned. Out of bounds by James Ford. Monmouth will retain possession.
That was a man-sized block right there. And James, who is so aggressive going to the rim, certainly don't fault him for that. But, boy, Ford climbed the ladder and took that one down. That's the third block of the night so far.
Seven counting. Jones crosses over on Drame. Down low, reverse layup is up and good.
Good little up fake that time. Actually, the Quinnipiac bench looking at Drame as to say, why didn't you try and challenge that shot? He basically gave Jones the reverse and let him have it without even trying to go up and try and contend.
4 points in a row for Monmouth. They trail Quinnipiac 16-14. 18 on the shot clock for the Bobcats here. Zaid Hurst is back in the game. Throws one right elbow. Down low Drame. Missing a layup. Missing a second layup. And Nicholas pulls down the rebound.
Boy, the trick for Monmouth is once Quinnipiac misses a shot, you cannot give them more than one opportunity at the rim.
James, left wing for Monmouth to Deion Jones. Jones kicks it out to Robinson. Finds Nicholas. He'll spin in the lane and kick it out to James. 18 on the shot clock. Monmouth will give it back to Robinson and reset. 8:40 and counting to go in the first half.
Nice patience here by Monmouth. You know, you've competed now for just about 12 minutes. Try to get through the whole part of the half here and finish it off.
Tillman has it down low. Shot clock at two. Zach Tillman, shot clock violation as his shot could not hit the iron. Bobcats will get it back. 8:28 to go in the first.
I don't like that out of Tillman, but I know it's Drame and he's got a couple of blocks, but if you are Tillman, you got to attack the rim and go after it. See if you can get a foul on Drame and let's maybe put him on the bench. Got to go hard to the rim.
8:20 in counting. Quinnipiac moving it here. Chandler, jump stop, kicks it out to Hurst. He'll try a wraparound pass. It goes out of bounds off of Zaid Hurst. Monmouth will get it back down 16-14. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti with you from Hamden, Connecticut. As Justin Robinson brings it over half court, we want to remind you that First Atlantic Federal Credit Union is a proud supporter of Monmouth basketball, and they feature the better way to bank. Visit FAFCU.com for more information. Monmouth working it here. Deion Jones for three. Good top of the key. Monmouth up by one.
Tell you why that happened, and I'm not sure for Quinnipiac why they made this move. Drame is matched up one-on-one in the man-to-man defense against Deion Jones, who should be able to go outside and exploit shots like that as long as Drame continues to play him.
Hawks are playing much better than they did first time around against the Bobcats. Left elbow jumper is short. Let's go back the other way as Sumbre missed. James attacks the basket. Good! And the foul off the window for Josh James.
Well, credit James for not having a very long memory. Short memory as he went back and attacked the rim. Not worrying about getting his shot blocked that time. Took it hard. And drew the foul.
7:30 to go in our first half. Monmouth now on top. A 9-0 Hawks run stakes them to a 19-16 lead as we step out for 30 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, Premier Healthcare is one click away by visiting barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Actually controlling the rebounding edge. Plus two right now. James finishing a three-point play. So MU up right now by four. And some full-court pressure.
They've turned it over. Monmouth forcing one here. Nicholas for three. Boom! In the right corner. A huge Hawks run. Puts them up 23-16.
I mean, you just like what Monmouth is doing. They're controlling the tempo of this game with the full-court pressure.
Another hustle play. And one for Andrew Nicholas. Matt, what a play by Justin Robinson. Batting it ahead to James, who found Nicholas, who converted and won. And Coach Tom Moore will take a timeout has Monmouth on a 15-0 run, leading 25-16.
I'm going to keep referencing it. Go back to when these teams played 12 days ago. This is a Monmouth team that basically got blown out in their own building, lost by 17. They never led in that basketball game. They are coming out with a renewed enthusiasm and taking it to Quinnipiac, something that most teams can't and are unwilling to do. I mean, look at what the Bobcats have done as of late. Win over Monmouth, win over Iona, win over Manhattan right now at 4-2 in the league. Disappointing and maybe surprising loss to St. Peter's in their last time out. And I don't think they've quite shaken off the effects of that loss to St. Peter's. You know, you almost say they're kind of overlooking Monmouth at this point because MU has completely dominated the tempo and the pace that this game's being played at.
And this smaller lineup, which even with a big mat in the lineup in Tillman, Monmouth putting the full court pressure on, and it's proved dividends. Two straight Bobcat turnovers in a row. And if Andrew Nicholas can make this free throw, he'll have six straight points as part of this huge Hawks first half run. Nicholas at the line. Cannot make the free throw. So that run will stand at 15-0 right now, as the Hawks lead 25-16, under 7 to go. MU back to man-to-man. Quinnipiac moving it here. James Ford over to Zaid Hurst on the right wing. Shannon top of the key. Throws to Shaq Shannon. As now he has it. Shaq Shannon, 6 on the shot clock, straight away. A contested triple. Back iron, no good. Tillman skies for the Monmouth rebound. Outlet pass to Josh James. Everyone back now as James finds Nicholas. He'll bounce one down low to Tillman, who will be called for traveling with 6:20 to go. Monmouth continues the lead, 25-16. You know, we spent a lot of the last two games talking about Jones and Nicholas and when they'd wake back up. Red has 10, Dion 9 early here.
Yeah, it's exactly what you need when you've got your two kind of main guys, your two big scorers coming out and threatening early on.
Bobcats moving it here, moving right to left. Umar Shannon over to Ford. He'll throw top for Shaq Shannon. Hurst at the foul line. Too strong. James tips the rebound over to Robinson. Justin Robinson back the other way. Is going to go all the way to the basket and lay it in. What a strong move by the freshman.
Great body control. Drew some contact. Was not intimidated either going to the rim.
That run now 17-0. Monmouth on top by 11. And they switch back zone here. Shaq Shannon left wing. Drives left baseline. In the Tillman. He runs right into Zach, who blocked it out of bounds. Quinnipiac ball. 17 on the shot clock. As Azatam checks back in for the Bobcats, Max DeLeo will check back for MU, as well as Chris Brady.
Couple of substitutions, and I like that. Give everybody a little bit of a break, especially with the pace that this game is being played at, which is high octane and high energy for Monmouth.
And I will say, Matt, if the pace is that way, I believe it favors MU in this one.
No, I think so, too. I think so, too.
They bounce to Azatan. He drives around Brady. Can't get the layup to go. But he will go to the line for two free throws with 5:28 to go in our first half.
And that is certainly not to say that Quinnipiac cannot get out and run, but they can. But when you look at the strength of this Bobcat team, it is more of a half-court conventional type set. Work the ball down low, kick some balls out for guys like Shannon to shoot it from the outside. Hope Azatam can pop himself open either on the interior or, as we said earlier, he can step out and take that 12 to 15 foot jump shot. Every time Monmouth gets a rebound, which they have done tremendous so far on the defensive glass, they are getting out and running.
That run will stay as Azatam missed both free throws, and just like that, Drame with an offensive rebound and cleans it up. He halts Monmouth's 17-0 scoring run as the Hawks lead now 27-18. James calling out signals. Dribble with a right hand. Goes top of the key to Andrew Nicholas. We near the 5-minute mark. Nicholas spins in the lane. Lot of contact. No call. Rebound falls. And Azatam pulls it down. Zaid Hurst has it on the left wing. Throws to Azatam. Strong move to the basket. He loses it, however. DeLeo collides with Ford. And they'll call a foul on James Ford for Quinnipiac.
There's Max DeLeo again, body on the floor, sporting the mouthpiece tonight. Sands a couple of teeth that he lost the other day. Such a hard competitor and a real important part of this Mammoth rotation right now. It's such a tough, tough competitor.
Shaq Shannon will check back in for Azatam. And Matt, on, I believe, Monday, Max had planted teeth put in, two root canals. His smile was not looking too good on Sunday. And as you said, playing with a mouth guard now after some oral surgery during the week. Nicholas spins down low, lays it in. Beautiful move from Red, putting MU back on top by 11.
Tremendous move. And when you watch Red Nicholas play the way he's playing right now, boy, it can drive you crazy because you know exactly what he's capable of. 12 points right now. He's basically leading the offense.
Umar Shannon missing a three, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Outlet to Josh James. James is going to attack. Jumps the pass and has it intercepted by Zaid Hurst. Quinnipiac will come back the other way, and DeLeo fouls Umar Shannon. 3:59 to go in our first half. Mammoth on top, 29-18, as we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch. A neighborhood favorite for years, U-Subs offers free delivery to the Mammoth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com. Quick take a quick peek at the MAC scoreboard going on right now, presented by Coke Zero. There are a slew of MAC games taking place. First half action just getting underway. St. Peter's with an early 3-2 advantage on Ryder. Manhattan leads Siena 16-15. And then at 8:30 tip tonight, Niagara will be playing at Fairfield. The MAC standings as they begin play tonight. Everyone has played six games. Manhattan, Canisius, and Iona all at 5-1. Quinnipiac and Ryder at 4-2. Siena right now at 3-3. Mammoth, St. Peter's, and Marist at 2-4. Niagara at 1-5. And Fairfield, the lone team still looking for a win. The Stags right now at 0-6.
I know, Matt, not that we're surprised, but I thought Fairfield might be a little better in Sidney Johnson's second year. He's a really good coach. You figure he'll get him going, but they have started off real slow.
Yeah, very slow. Just 3-13 overall on the season.
Mammoth doubling Quinnipiac all over the floor. They work it down to Zaid Hurst. Jump stop in the lane, and he'll put it in. Hawks lead 29-20. Matt, they are holding Quinnipiac to just about 32% shooting. And with that kind of number, you think they want a double-digit advantage.
Yeah, it's been good defense and good rebounding so far.
Zach Tillman with an errant shot down low, right into the hands of James Ford. Bobcats will come back the other way. Hurst to the basket. Cannot get it to go. Drame tips it up and in with the left hand. Four in a row for the Bobcats. Mammoth up 29-22.
That's the ninth rebound of the day so far for Drame. He's been the one guy they've been unable to keep off the glass so far. They've done a great job with Azatam and some of the other interior guys, but Drame right now certainly having his way with Mammoth.
Josh James, pull-up jumper, partially blocked. Bobcats bring it back the other way. Ford will go to Shaq Shannon, top of the key, 2:45 and counting. He'll throw over to Umar Shannon on the left wing. They play catch on the perimeter. Shaq Shannon gets it back with 18 on the shot clock. He'll pull it out, get instructions from Coach Moore, top of the key. Shannon crosses over on Deion Jones. Out to Umar Shannon, up and under, lays it in.
Great move that time by Shannon, showing his versatility a little bit. Not only can he pop the three, but he can slash and get to the rim and finish.
Coach Rice calls a timeout as Quinnipiac has responded to MU's run with a run of their own as they've cut the Mammoth lead to five now. 29-24, 2:23 to go in our first half.
Yeah, Mammoth up by as many as 11. That was out after our last timeout. And since that point, Quinnipiac has put six straight up on the board. So a good timeout for King Rice. This is where, if you're Mammoth, you do not want this game not to slip away, because we've got a whole nother half to go, but all of the work that you've put in up until this point, you don't want it to evaporate in the next 2 minutes and 23 seconds, because MU has competed hard, and they have gone after it, and they have attacked Quinnipiac. So right now, even if it's a five-point game, somewhere between five and six, you want Mammoth to go in to halftime with a lead, because then I feel like you're going into the locker room saying, look at what we just did for the last 20 minutes against a team that 12 days ago beat us up.
Hawks come out of the timeout with Robinson, Nicholas, DeLeo, Jones, and Tillman. Quinnipiac with the Shannons, Umar, and Shaq. Ford, Hurst, and Drame. Deion Jones is going to attack the basket. Drame blocked it and then pulled it down. Say, they're letting Zaid Hurst get away with a lot of contact down low. Shaq Shannon for three. Too strong. Put back by Hurst, no good. Second try by Ford is good, and Monmouth only up by three.
And that's Quinnipiac at their best right there. I mean, of course, you want the three to be made, but not one, but two offensive rebounds, and finally a basket out of the hard work inside.
Top of the key, Monmouth controlling here. 95 seconds to go in the first half.
Little disjointed on this possession right now for Monmouth. Got to settle in and take charge of the game again.
This is Deion Jones. Drives, kicks it out to Robinson. He'll drive and bounce one down low to Tillman, who has it thrown away by Drame with six on the shot clock.
Fourth block of the night now for Drame. And again, if you're Tillman, when you get the ball inside, you've got to go strong to the rim, knowing that you're going to get all kinds of pressure, especially that time. He had really rotated well off of Drame. You have to know he's coming from the backside.
Nicholas inbounds to Deion Jones. Hands back to Nicholas. Two on the shot clock. Nicholas loses it. Shot clock violation. The second for MU this half, with 1:17 to go before halftime.
You don't want those. You don't want more than one of those in the game, let alone two and a half. That means defensively, Quinnipiac turning up the heat a little bit here, and you can feel the Bobcats understanding they have already worked themselves back into the game. It's already down to just a one possession contest now.
Umar Shannon will walk it up. Kasim Chandler is checked back in. Monmouth has gone back into his zone. Shannon on the right wing, guarded by DeLeo. Monmouth matching up a bit out of the zone. Under a minute to go in the first half. Monmouth up three. Shannon ducks under DeLeo. Missing it short, gets his own rebound. Out to Ford for the tie. He'll put it in to knot this game at 29.
Offensive rebound and good recognition by Ford and by Shannon. Shannon got the rebound and knew Ford would already post it up outside the arc and strokes the three from the outside.
Robinson now standing right on the Monmouth side of half court. 11 seconds separate our game and shot clock. He's just dribbling the ball, waiting for the clock to come down. You figure if Monmouth can get to halftime tied or with a lead, you take that in a hostile environment.
Yeah, about a 11-second differential, so Monmouth does have to get rid of the ball here.
Robinson drives, spins at the elbow. Beautiful find to Tillman, who dunks it with one on the shot clock.
Everybody rotated with Robinson. No one kicked back to Tillman. Finishes with a slam.
3 seconds to go in the half. Umar Shannon for three. Too strong, and Monmouth will go into halftime, Matt, after a very exciting first half, leading by two, 31-29.
Pretty frantic pace up and down for the last 20 minutes. But if you're Monmouth, you'll take it. You would rather have the game be frantic and a little helter-skelter rather than half-court setup. Let's let Quinnipiac do what they want to do. A lot of shots on the outside, a lot of offensive rebounds. Hasn't really been that way so far tonight. Short of a couple little opportunities for Quinnipiac, Monmouth really putting in a great 20-minute effort.
Hawks lead 31-29. What we'll do now at halftime is take a look at our scores around the country and in the MAC with our Coke Zero scoreboard. We'll also check out first half stats and more, and we'll do that here at halftime. And Monmouth leads by two after a very competitive 20 minutes of basketball. Ray will take a 2-minute break and bring it back courtside at the TD Bank Center in Hamden, Connecticut, after 2 minutes here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network.